Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
As a matter of fact, once you truly obey God, you that obey, you know there's no stress. Right? You could be going through, but once you really get a hold of what to do and you obey God, stress is gone. Peace. Why? You've activated a spiritual law. You got to be praying now. You got the peace now. You really praying hard. No, you're being religious. You got to know him as a person. He's real. It's current. You got to linger there anymore. Move on. Forget that thing that's behind now. Move on. You got your breakthrough. Move on. Praise God for it now. Don't keep asking him and asking him and asking. No, you operated under a spiritual law. That's where faith activates. You ain't letting faith activate because you still asking. You still asking. You still praying about it. But you did it. Now leave it alone. It's in the soil. It's been watered. Thank God for it. It's got to come up. Hello, I said it's got to come up. Nobody puts a seed in a garden and then after 2 days go dig it up and see what's happening with it. No, you don't do that. Let the water keep going on it. It's got to come up. It's the law. The laws, once they are obeyed, activate success themselves. You ain't got to be trying to be successful. Obey the laws of the Spirit. Success is imminent. Success gotta come. Doors have to open. Ways have to be made. God has to be glorified. Jesus just said, heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of the law fails. It can't fail. We just have to, I see in my spirit right now, somebody shaking their foot off. You got to shake the dust of religion off of you. Shake it off. Come on, just shake your hand or something. Just do a little shake and shake. Shake a pudding or something. Shake, shake, shake. Shake it off. Shake it off. Get this, it's been holding you captive. No. Listen, these are laws. Trust God. Once you move, trust God. I've obeyed that. I trust God. I'm letting it go. I'm going on to something else. I'm moving on. Some of us have dwelt around that mountain too long. My mandate is to always align myself with the laws of God. Amen. Your mandate. Align yourself. Alignment. You'll hear a lot more of that word, I hope. But that's what the word of the Lord is really placing in my spirit. Alignment. It's not how great we are, how much we pray. We pray. Yeah, pray. That's wonderful. It's essential. But it's how, in our prayer, are we aligning ourselves? Are we aligning ourselves with the laws of the kingdom? Why is that? Because laws, do you know, I'm going to say this. Do you know you can never break a law? You can never violate a law? When that happens, the law is not violated. You violate it. The law is not broken. It's still there, but you get broken. Let's not get it twisted. We think, oh, I've been breaking law. No, you're not breaking any laws. The laws remain. The laws of the kingdom remain. It's you that get broken. It's you that get violated. It's not the law that gets violated. The law doesn't change. It's permanent. I'm telling you, it's our walk is very predictable. You can predict, I'm going to prosper. I'm going to be in health. Because my soul is prospering. I'm surrendering to God. So I know heaven belongs to me. I know I'm going to have heaven on earth. I know the kingdom is come. I know it will be well with me. I'm activating my faith. I'm obeying what he says. It's simple. We have to guess. There's no guesswork involved. Take a tree from the soil. You ain't got to kill it. Just pull it out the soil. It may take a little time, depending on the size of the trunk, but it's dead, right? It dies. Take a fish out of water. Right? It depends on the size of the fish. It's going to die too. When you violate the law of authority or the laws of the kingdom, you don't need to be killed. You die. It may not be physically. Ultimately, physically. Depending on the time God gives to you. But when we violate the laws of heaven, the laws of the kingdom, the law of God's authority, we don't need to be killed. I remember a message we did many years ago was dead man walking. You know, in a prison when somebody's on death row and it's their time to be electrocuted or whatever they do, gas chamber, that last walk, they say, dead man walking. He's a dead man. Even though he's alive, he's dead. Adam, even though he was alive, he was dead. The day that you eat of this tree, you'll surely die. He died. Thank God that he brought redemption to us and we're alive. So this is why it's important to adhere and submit. Look at someone saying, thank God for grace. I'm glad when we make mistakes, lightning don't strike us. God gives, see, because you are saved, you're his child, and he gives grace even to the ungodly. He reigns on the just and unjust. He doesn't allow things to just take us out. You have a grace period. You know, like that bill you owe. Right? You get five, seven-day grace period or something where they don't tack on late fees. Disobedience, understand this, disobedience doesn't affect God. Disobedience does not affect God. Violation of heaven's laws don't affect or change heaven at all. What it changes is the earth. In our environment, see, we lose hold of our mandate when we allow violations of heaven's laws in our life and to inhabit our life. Heaven's not affected. Of course, that grieves God's heart in that sense. Earth is affected. Your atmosphere, your environment, your loved ones, people that are connected to you, they're affected. You have to understand the magnitude of this mandate that we carry. It's inherent in you. And God places a whole lot of emphasis on it. We are his instruments in the earth. We can't be casual and carnal and Laodicean and if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. No, that kind of stuff. Mm-mm. God says, listen, you are the hope. You are my conduit. You are my instruments. You are my ecclesia, my church, my battle axe, my weapons of war. You are here to execute the judgments that are written. But if we don't know the laws of heaven, we're not obeying the laws of heaven, and we all tangled up in this dust realm. then we're missing. We're missing our purpose here. Disobedience doesn't affect God. God never has to punish you. I want you to think about this a moment. That must be God punishing them. No, God ain't got to punish you. You know why? The punishment is built into the law. You sow it, you reap it. Come on, can we rise above this stuff now and get rid of religious spirits and really get serious and focused on ushering in the kingdom? Again, thank God for grace, because we all miss it from time to time. We've missed it, but when you miss it and you are aware of it, take it to God. Repent. Amen. Repent. Don't get all swollen in pride and rebellion. That's where Adam made his mistake. By the way, I think Sunday I mentioned that Adam was in the transgression, didn't I? Well, I did some more research and study on that, and the woman was in the transgression. She was not only deceived, but she was in the transgression. I thought I'd get a big amen. And thank you, Elders. Thank you. Brother said, no, I don't want no trouble. No. All that is really for, it's not he against she. It's not a battle of the sexes. It's alignment. We just want to get in alignment, whatever it takes, just to get in alignment so we're not hindering anything heaven wants to bring into the earth. Are y'all ready for exceeding abundantly above what you can ask or think? Anybody ready to get their mind blown by God doing stuff? We get into alignment. It's alignment. Judgment is inherent in the law, in true law. God never has to punish a person. Now, we read that type of language in that, but really, at the foundation of it, it's not God throwing lightning bolts at somebody, though they broke laws. Laws are governing everything. It's just like angels watching over you. Don't allow them to be unemployed. Listen, three things, a scriptural confession, no confession, or negative confession. Everybody in the spirit realm is watching them. Because if there's a negative confession all the time, demons are attracted to that, because the spiritual laws say that they are able to eat dust. And dust has to do with the carnal nature. The Lord told Adam, dust thou art, and dust shalt thou return. And told the serpent, dust you shall eat. Isn't that an interesting? Dust you shall eat. Not only just crawl on your belly and dust, but dust thou shalt eat. So it's the dust nature, the carnal nature, that invites enemy spirits. Yeah. When you're living carnal. I see a picture, and maybe no one in here, hopefully no one in here, but some people live in such a carnal manner that the devil's there and they don't even know it. They've gotten so comfortable. They won't notice or know it until they try to break loose, until they want freedom.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.